USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal judge has ordered a 2-month continuance in the case of the man who sat at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Richard Barnett erupted at the judge during the virtual hearing. The adjournment means he'll be detained until the next hearing. A Dallas police officer with 13 years on the force has been charged with capital murder. Police Chief Eddie Garcia says Brian Reiser was charged after a man came forward claiming that Reiser had ordered him to kill a man and a woman in 2017.
There's an old adage in police work that says that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop. We hire individuals from the human race, and when we find individuals such as this, it's the actions that we take afterwards that we should be judged by. We will hold ourselves accountable to the highest levels.
Reiser is now on administrative leave. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Senate is set to begin considering President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Earlier, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke about why it's important to pass.
Trusted economists, Treasury Secretary Yellen, Federal Chair Powell, both cautious, careful people, are telling us plain as day that the economy is not yet ready to stand on its own.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell rejected the measure.
No policies to get schools reopened right away. No smart solutions to directly spur rehiring. Less than 1% of the money goes to the vaccines that will end this nightmare. Only 9% to the entire health care fight. Altogether.
A routine request to waive the reading of the bill was objected to by Republican Senator Ron Johnson. That means Senate clerks have to read the 628-page bill aloud before the debate can start. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The DEA has put out a warning about telephone scammers that impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal information. USA's John Clemens reports.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that the scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up. If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud.
Americans are paying more each month for their car loans. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is because the price of all vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.